This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between September 1st and September 30th, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises in the east at 5:07 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun rises at 6:27 a.m. PDT, 1 hour 20 minutes later. On the 18th, Mercury rises at 5:49 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:39 a.m. PDT, 50 minutes later. From the 18th on, Mercury will be too close to the sun to observe safely. The planet's disk is 6 arcseconds wide. This, combined with its position near the sun, makes it very difficult to observe. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west at 8:25 p.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun sets at 7:18 p.m. PDT. On the 30th, the sun sets at 6:38 p.m. PDT, and Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:02 p.m. PDT. The planet's disk is 88% illuminated and 12 arcseconds wide. Mars is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 12:49 a.m. PDT. On the 30th, Mars rises at 12:08 a.m. PDT. The planet is 88% illuminated and 7 arcseconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of over 200 times is required to see anything on its disk. Mars next reaches opposition in January 2025. Jupiter is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Jupiter rises in the east-northeast at 12:15 a.m. PDT. On the 30th, Jupiter rises at 10:26 p.m. PDT. The planet is 40 arcseconds wide. A magnification of 50 times will show the red spot, and the 4 bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, Saturn rises in the east at 7:37 p.m. PDT. On the 30th, Saturn rises at 5:38 p.m. PDT. On the 7th, Saturn reaches opposition, the position in the sky that is opposite from the sun as seen from Earth. The planet will be closest to the Earth on that date. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, the planet rises in the east-northeast at 10:48 p.m. PDT. On the 30th, Uranus rises at 8:53 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 39 minutes, and 51 seconds, and declination 19 degrees, 16 arc minutes, and 13 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 3.7 arcsecond disk. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune rises in the east at 8:07 p.m. PDT. On the 30th, Neptune rises at 6:11 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 57 minutes, and 16 seconds, and declination negative 1 degrees, 44 arc minutes, and 25 arc seconds. On the 20th, Neptune reaches opposition, the point in its orbit when it is opposite the sun as seen from Earth. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 2.3 arcsecond disk. New moon occurs on the 2nd, first quarter on the 10th, full moon on the 17th, and last quarter on the 24th. Autumn begins and summer ends when the sun reaches the autumnal equinox on September 22nd at 5:44 a.m. PDT. At this moment, the sun crosses the celestial equator from north to south on its journey along the ecliptic. The sun rises at 6:42 a.m. PDT and sets at 6:49 p.m. PDT. The day is 12 hours and 7 minutes long. The days will continue to grow shorter and the nights get longer until the sun reaches the winter solstice on December 21st. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.